Oh, yes. This is now the mother of all hotlines. You know, here's a problem we got just with a finite number of shows. All my stuff is backing up. I mean, internally and externally. And that includes the hotlines. You know, a big feature of the show for many years until we actually got a producer who made us do other things was the hotline. You know, you call in for some stupid reason or no reason at all or the wrong reason. And you say something that's appropriate or inappropriate or whatever. You know, it doesn't even have to be tangential to what it is. But so now I have to, all the remaining hotlines I was going to do, all in one, this is the mother of all hotlines now. So first of all, what is the number to call for the hotline?
That number is 800-942-5669. That's 1-800-WA-NO or 1-800-WHACK-NOW.
That's the hotline number. And you have actually 10 hotlines to choose from here. So just mention them by number, the one you're actually calling in on. So just keep things a little bit straight here. Number one is oversharing. Chance for you to get on and overshare. We're not voting on these. These are just the ones that I'm not saying they're great. Most of them are, you know, most of them tank, but people seem to like that when things don't work on my show. No, I won't be working, and you'll like that too, won't you? Number one is oversharing. Number two is complete the sentence. I'll tell you this. Okay, that's the hotline. I'll tell you this hotline. Just complete that sentence. Number three is your bucket list, and number four is your flubbit list. Not the real name of it. That's the opposite of a bucket list. Things that you, I don't care if you have time to do them, you're not going to do them anyway. Never did want to. Number five is a pet call-in called Speak. So just say number five and put your pet on the line there and see. Some will be more useful than others. A macaw, you got a macaw, it'd be great. Others I'm not so sure about. Number six is things you got to do in Cleveland, because we're going to Cleveland, and frankly, we'd like to know. So things you got to do in Cleveland, number six. Number seven, if you are a radio station owner looking for content. That's a big hotline there. Radio station owners, number seven. Eight is couponing. No, forget. I don't want to hear about coupon. Forget number eight. Don't even use it. Number nine, robocalls. These are just random calls that we're all getting anyhow. And we'll put a few on and see if we can figure out what they're talking about. And number 10, or would be 9, I guess, and rethinking it. I don't care. Number 10 is de-parenting. So it's getting over parenting. Okay, so that might be useful for a lot of you. Those are all the hotlines right now. And if you have a different one that wasn't mentioned, feel free to call in with that, because we're very open here and democratic. And that number, give it once again for all the hotlines.
That number once again is 800-942-5669.
Yeah, overshare, your bucket list, your flubbit list. I'll tell you this, your pet call in, things you got to do in Cleveland, radio station owners, put that number one, I think. Robocalls or deparenting, getting over it. That's the hotline for today. And the phones are ringing on the hook. This phone is not even ringing, so... You know, now I guess I'll never get this fixed. There's supposed to be a cord, I think, connecting that to the device. All right, so the hotline now, we got a bunch of them here, the Mother of All Hotlines. Pick your hotline and call in on it and tell us what you feel about it. Steve's on the line from Columbus, Ohio. Hey, Steve.
Hey, Michael, how you doing this morning?
Good, how are you?
Fine, thank you. I want to do the pet one.
The pet one. Your pet is going to share with us here?
Yes. I'm trying. Hold on.
What do you have, first of all?
His cat.
Okay.
Terribly.
Steve's cat. Very nice.
Did you hear him at all?
Yeah, it was a cute little thing.
Yeah. I got scratches all up and down my arm now.
Yeah. What's his name?
Barefoot.
What, Barefoot?
Yes.
Barefoot, isn't that sweet? Very sweet name.
That's... Have you ever tried putting shoes on a cat?
Let me think.
That's another way to get trash.
If I did during the 60s, I might have. I'm not quite sure.
I'm still there.
Yeah, okay. Thanks, Steve. Appreciate that. It was very nice.
Okay, take care, Michael. Oh,
you too. Bye. Mark's on the line from the Cleveland area. Is this with something to do in Cleveland, Mark?
Well, yeah, a little bit of that and a complaint about our radio station that no longer carries your first hour.
Oh, holy cow. Well, soon they won't be carrying either one, though, so look on the bright side.
That's not good.
No.
I have to watch you on the internet.
I'll watch on the internets, yes.
But anyway, if you come when you come to Cleveland, you should go to Slimans for a good corned beef sandwich.
Slimans?
Mm-hmm. Bring your appetite.
It's the real deal, is it?
Slimans is down, I think it's 31st and St. Clair.
I didn't say where was it. I'm saying, is it the real
deal? They've got to be about 10 to 12 ounce sandwich, corned beef.
Oh, yeah. Piled high.
Extremely.
Okay. Well, thank you for that, too. And what about pastrami?
They have that, too. That's piled high also.
Yeah. And they have half-done pickles, Mark?
Not that many. If you ask for additional pickles, they'll charge you for them.
No, I didn't say half-assed pickles. I said half-done.
Half-done.
Half-done pickles. You don't know, then I'm not speaking with you anymore on the subject of delicatessen.
Then we shouldn't.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Mark.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye.
Reginald's in Chattanooga. Hey, Reginald.
Hey, I want to overshare.
You what?
I want to overshare, please.
Oh, you want to overshare? Okay, I forgot that was on there. Yeah, go ahead. Overshare, Reginald.
I drink on the job.
Are you a surgeon?
Something like that.
You're somewhat of a surgeon?
Well, it depends who you talk to.
Okay, thanks for oversharing, Reginald.
Thank you.
Okay, bye. Okay. Disturbing unintended results of the hotline are not unusual. Lori's in Stoughton. Hey, Lori.
Hey there.
How are you?
I'm good.
Hey there is like the Stoughton that's on the crest, isn't it? The Stoughton crest says, hey there.
Yes, that is the Stoughton crest.
Yeah, noofta on the bottom, hey there on top.
Hey there on top.
Yeah, hey there. How are you?
I'm good. I think we should be deparenting.
Deparenting, good, good. This would be helpful to a lot of people. It's hard once the kids no longer need you to need them, really. It's kind of tough.
Yeah.
Yeah, so what do you do then at that point? How do you do it, Lori?
Well, you just get over it.
That's the advice we gave them, and it didn't work. I don't know. Get over it.
Just get over it.
Get over it.
Let the kids go.
Let them go. They'll be fine, right?
Sure, it's their job.
Yeah. They raise themselves these days anyhow, so it's not your fault. Something screws up.
Free-range kids, right?
Free-range kids. Thanks, Lori. That was very helpful. That will stimulate further conversation, I'm sure.
Thank you.
Okay. That's that number again. Give the number now if people have forgotten.
That number once again is 800-942-5669.
And we had oversharing already. No one's done, I'll tell you this, you know, like one thing that guys usually start a sentence with. The bucket list or your flubbit list, or we got the pet call in, things in Cleveland we haven't got a radio station owner yet. A robocall just accidentally. And deparenting, we've got deparenting. Okay, so plenty more hotlines to call in on. And keep them phones lines burning. Yes.
That number once again.
What is it again?
800-942-5669. Yeah. That's 1-800-WA-NO or 1-800-WHACK-NOW.
Okay, here's Jack. He's on I-44 in Missouri. Okay. That's all we know about him, and let's find out what he's doing there. Hi. Hey, Jack. Hey, Jack.
Good morning.
How are you?
Hey, how are you?
Okay, no, I know you got a driver, so are you driving?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd rather you pay attention to that than to my career.
I got a headset on.
You got what?
I said I got a headset on.
Yeah, is it working?
Yep.
There's a little delay here. I don't know if it's me or you or what's going on. Where are you going, first of all, Jack?
Oh, headed back to Michigan from California.
Isn't Missouri the wrong way to go?
Yeah.
Why did you take that route? Did you stop in St. Louis or something? Or?
Yeah, just about there, actually.
Yeah. Well, who you got there, Jack? Or don't you want to say?
You guys mentioned that Tijuana was vacant. I just wondered if you knew why Mexico didn't have a Summer Olympic team last year.
Oh, is this going to be all right or not? I got to trust you on this one.
Yeah, it's going to be clean.
Okay, why?
Because everybody who could run, jump, or swim was already in this country.
All right. Jack, anything else on the hotline variety? Oh, no, I guess he's gone now. Way to finish strong. That's the way I would do it. Good Mexican joke. Jones in Winona. Are you in Winona or Winona?
It's It's Winona.
Yeah, we have a Winona, I think, don't we?
No, not in Minnesota. No way.
W-H-Y, Nona? We don't?
No, it's W-I-N-O-N-A.
Well, you're in Minnesota. We have nothing that you have, obviously.
Obviously,
Joan. Joan, which one are you calling in on?
Actually, I'm calling in with another idea for a hotline.
Another idea?
Is that okay?
Yeah, sure. We're not doing
that. I always thought the Sidekick Hotline would be a great hotline.
Sidekick Hotline.
Sidekick Hotline.
Is this a drink?
No. You need a sidekick. You call it and you ask for Robin or Tonto or Stan or Ollie. I mean, who knows which is which in that case.
Yeah. Okay, thank you. I'm going to put this on my list.
Yeah.
Because I'm not going to do these anymore. So, but thank you.
You're welcome.
Sidekick Hotline is plausible as anything else. Obviously. Becky is in Janesville. Becky.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good. Morning. Well, I'm not a radio station owner, but I just finished my shift on the radio and got in my car and turned you on like I do every Saturday.
Okay. Do you have any pull there at your state? What's your station?
I'm on a local news sports talk station, WCLO AM 1230.
I can do that. I can do news sports talk, right?
You can do any kind of talk.
Yeah,
you can do all kinds of talk.
Was it D'Angelo Russell? I could lead with that and
you
go
could.
From there. And the guy Nick, and it was in the locker room. And what about that, Iggy Azalea?
Most of our talk this week has been because all the presidential candidates have been in town.
It's because what?
The presidential candidates have been in town.
Oh, yeah. We got that, too. Not much you can do about that.
Well, we think they like us because Paul Ryan's from here, but we're not sure.
Yeah. That's not why they like you. Becky, were you calling in on a hotline? I forgot to ask you.
You said you wanted a radio station owner.
Oh, yes, that's right. Okay, I forgot. But you didn't really give me any connection here. Do you have a card you could send me? Or could you put in a good word? I could do sports talk. I could do any kind of talk.
You could. All right. I'll hook you up.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks,
Becky. That was very helpful. Terry's in Columbus. Oh, hey, Terry. Hey, Terry.
Hello?
Hey, Terry.
Hello.
Are you doing something else? Do we catch you at a bad time?
Oh, no. I'm up to splendid today. How are you doing?
I'm fine. Is this kind of early for you, or you're up by now, right?
Oh, I'm leaving from delivering a donut wedding cake, so I'm good.
A donut wedding cake? Is it like one huge donut, like three layers of a giant donut, or is it made
15
of
dozen donuts on a cake stand with gold sprayed donuts on top.
15 dozen donuts? And who makes these concoctions?
Oh, I do. I have a bakery.
You do? And what's your bakery called?
My Old World Bakery.
My Old World Bakery. So this is an Old World recipe, this donut wedding cake? Do they do that in the old country?
I don't know. People just make stuff up, and I just say, okay, I'll do that.
Wow.
And just the easy way.
And what are the looks on the faces when you bring that donut wedding cake in?
Mostly, do you think they'll notice if I eat one now before the wedding?
Well, that's great. So you're headed back now to the shop?
Yes, I am.
Is that
I detoured to see baby ducks, but now I'm going to the shop.
Yeah, and is that your biggest seller, though, is the donut wedding cake?
No, just donuts in general, but wedding cakes are good, too.
Yeah, excellent. Terry, was there a hotline that you wanted to call in on?
Yes, bucket list.
The which one? The bucket, the bee?
Me with the bucket.
Yeah. What's on there? What's at the very top?
I have every intention of seeing a total eclipse of the sun.
Total eclipse of the sun.
Which I will accomplish next year since there's one on the mainland that I can get to.
It's on the mainland of
the U.S.
Of Ohio, the mainland of Ohio?
No, it's southwestern. It's in the southwest. But
you have to go to the southwest? Do you have a date?
I will say it's May 9th.
May 9th? See, do I have a show, May 9th? I think.
No, maybe.
We could call it off. We got so few anyway.
Maybe,
this is something you've always wanted to see. Have you ever gotten close to seeing one before?
I got to see 90%, but I want to see a total.
It's got to be total, or it's not really.
Got to be total.
Yeah.
There was one in Maui this year, but that was a little hard to get to.
Yeah, okay. Sounds good. And so it'll happen this year. What's number two on the list?
Northern Lights.
Northern Lights should be easy. You can come up here and do that.
I can, but I've never been there when it's cold. I've only been there in the summer.
Okay. I think it happens all time of year, doesn't it? Sure. It depends on something. It's the Aurora Borealis, you know.
Yes, as opposed to the Southern Lights.
Yeah, but penicillin will take that right out. So. Thanks, Terry.
Thank you. Have a good one.
Thank you. All right, Lynn's in Spartanburg.
Hey. Good morning, Michael.
How are you, Lynn?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Now,
I'm going to miss the opportunity to call in and talk with you and listen to everybody else.
You know, I can give you my home phone.
Okay.
Because, you know, I'm a sucker for a Southern, you know, little twang. I don't, maybe twang is not offensive, I hope, but that little Southern lilt.
Yes.
I love it. I'd do anything. I'd do anything for you, Lynn.
Okay.
Just ask me.
We could just keep in touch every Saturday. Talk in the morning.
Yeah, that'd be good. Well, thank you, though. I appreciate that. Lynn, are you calling in on one of the hotlines?
Yes, and I'm not sure if it's the, or maybe it's a mix between deparenting and perhaps oversharing.
Okay. They go together.
But I have two children in school, but one of them is about to graduate after 8 years in school.
8 years in high school?
No. No, fortunately, she's actually going to become a vet. So.
Oh, excellent. Wonderful.
It's been a good 8 years. And she has a job.
But where is it, right?
Well, the job's like, five and a half hours away from here in West Virginia. I don't know about that.
Yeah, I don't think we can let her do that.
I found out West Virginia is not a southern state, so.
Well, you know, it varies quite a bit depending upon, I think, where you are exactly. Don't you think?
Yeah.
It's like Indiana, you know. There's a lot of opportunities there if you want to be southern. But not like in Spartanburg, where it's, you know, pretty easy. You got to let them go, right? You know.
I'm just wondering how all this is going to how all this is going to work out. You're still working on the deparenting thing, right?
Yeah, they haven't really left town. In fact, one's still living at home.
Yeah.
We have the distinction of having the only real estate agent that still lives at home. I don't know. I it's not easy, though. But, you know, you find now you can do all the things that you wanted to do.
Yeah, like talk to you on Saturday.
I know, that's my problem. Aren't that many things. They say retirement, wonderful time. Finally get to do all the things you never wanted to do in the first place. You know.
Yeah. Okay, that's where I work on the bucket list. So I'll work on that and call in again later.
Yeah, it's gonna work out great. You'll see more of her in this way than you did before.
Okay.
Yeah, she'll do fine. You raised her right.
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
She will.
Yeah, it'll be fine. It'll be good for both of us. Thanks, Lynn.
Take care.
All right,
take care, Michael.
Thank you. You too. Bye. Vivian's in Deerfield, Illinois. Vivian.
Hello, Michael. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm good. Driving down from Door County on Route 43, and it's snowing up here.
Oh, it is? And you have one hand on the wheel, one on the phone?
I'm not saying.
I don't want to distract you or anything like that, but pay attention. Is our road condition?
I just passed a big old truck, and he just smiled at me.
Yeah. Did he give you the horn?
He did not, because I didn't, you know, when I was a kid, I used to do that little, you put your arm down, horns would,
Now you
I don't
got a
do
phone
that
in
anymore.
You got a phone in your hand. You got to put the phone down and give him the old,
That's right.
Vivian, are you calling in for one of the hotlines?
I am. Yes. Robocall.
Robocall.
Yeah, I got a robocall the other day at home, and actually, I knew what it was, and so I hung up. So I didn't really hear the whole thing, but I'd like to do for you what I think it was going to be.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Hello, this is Bill Clinton, and I'm just calling to ask you vote for my wife, Hillary, because if Hillary doesn't get elected, I am in deep doo-doo.
Vivian! Holy cow! Fabulous. Best robocall ever. And a good imitation. Sounded quite. He's got that reflux thing going, you know. Nothing to laugh at, reflux.
Thank you so much. Thanks. I'll talk to you again soon.
Okay. All right. Thanks. Thanks, Vivian.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Let's go to Cheryl here is in Shota, Wisconsin.
Good morning.
Hi, Cheryl.
Hi. How are you?
I'm fine. Yourself?
Good. I'm calling probably oversharing.
Oversharing. Okay. What do you want to overshare?
We have two parrots, an African gray that talks a lot, and a macaw that squawks a lot. And the African gray has learned to respond to the squawking of the macaw by saying, shut the heck up in my husband's voice, but replace heck with another word.
Oh, that's good.
So whenever he squawks, it's really loud, and she just tells him, shut the heck up.
Yeah.
She also asks all the time, do you want to take a shower? So we had to have somebody come in our house one time when we weren't here.
Yeah.
And they still tell us about how they've never been propositioned by a bird before.
Yeah. All right, I can see shut the heck up, but how did the shower thing come about?
I think it's because my husband says, well, I'm going to take a shower. She also says every time the phone rings, it's your daughter. Or else she'll say, I'll ask her. If my husband answers the phone, he always says, well, I'll ask her.
Well, I'll ask her is a good one, too. That's a useful thing to be able to say. Are they there now, the birds?
Yes, yes.
Could you stimulate them to say anything?
You know, it's hard to do that.
Yeah.
They just basically, she's kind of on her own, but
yeah,
she's very talkative.
Yeah.
But not when you want her to be, obviously.
I heard something.
Yeah, that was her.
Yeah.
Yeah, she'll call me in my husband's voice because they can mimic your voice.
What did she say?
She just calls my name. She'll ring the phone.
Your name is...
run upstairs from the basement doing laundry to answer the phone, and it was her imitating the phone. That was her.
Can you put it closer to her? Can you get it to her? The phone?
Sure.
Yeah, let's just see what happens. You know, we got plenty of time here.
Sissy, see something. See something. She's just turning her head at interested.
Yeah, I mean, they put them on the spot like that. It's different.
Yeah, well, they never respond when you want them to, but she does talk endlessly.
Well, thank you very much.
Certainly. Thank you.
Thanks, Cheryl. That was wonderful.
Bye.
And thank you all for calling in for those various and sundry hotlines. Some very successful moments, I thought.